This podcast has been brought to you by Dutch Bros Coffee, filling you with happiness since 1992. Hi guys, welcome to the second episode of Serial Killer Junkie. I'm your host, Isla Burnett, and today we'll be talking about our brand new serial killer. We're going to be talking about Myra Hindley. So, Myra was born on July 23rd, 1942, and she was born in Manchester, England, which makes her known as an English serial killer. She grew up with her grandmother, and this is just a little bit of, like, background, kind of through her childhood and how she kind of came up or came to be. I figured that I would do this in the beginning since it would kind of flow with the story. So, when she was younger, she grew up with her grandmother. It doesn't necessarily talk about parents. All it said was that she ended up growing up with her grandmother, and it doesn't specifically say who her mom or her mother or father were. When she was growing up, specifically when she was 15, she had a close male friend, and he ended up drowning. And after this happened, she ended up leaving school, and she converted to Roman Catholicism, which it doesn't specifically say why, but that's just what she converted to after he passed. And then in 1961, this is when she met Ian Brady, who ended up becoming her partner in these murders. At the time, he was a stock clerk, and he was just recently released from prison. And so, even though that kind of makes it seem like, you know, he's had a few issues, she ended up falling in love with him anyway, and it said that she ended up giving him total control of her, which I didn't know exactly what that meant at first, but as I continue to talk about what they did, it will make a little bit more sense, and then if not, I will explain it. So, shortly after they started their affair and they started their relationship, they claimed their first victim, and this actually happened in July 1963, and I believe this is a girl. Her name was Pauline Reed. And then these next ones don't specifically say that they had killed them yet, because at the time they didn't really know. They were mostly just disappearings. So the next one after Pauline Reed was a 12-year-old boy named John Kilbride, who disappeared and was never to be seen again. And this was about 4 months after the first one. Then in June of 1964, another 12-year-old, his name was Keith Bennett, also disappeared. And then later that year on Boxing Day, which I looked up and it's December 26th of 1964, 10-year-old Leslie Ann Downey disappeared from a local fairground. So then finally, on October 1965, police were finally alerted of Hindley and Brady's activities. They were actually alerted by Hindley's 17-year-old brother-in-law, and his name was David Smith. And the reason he had went to the police was that he actually witnessed Brady killing a 17-year-old boy named Edward Evans with an axe. And of course, after David Smith saw this, he went straight to the police, mostly scared that it could also happen to him, considering they were the same age. So then, after this, he went to the police, and he went there with his story, and part of the story was actually really, really noteworthy, was that Brady actually mentioned, while murdering Edward Evans, that more bodies were buried on Saddleworth Moor, which I'm not exactly sure what that is. It might be a mountain, or maybe even just, like, where they buried their victims. So they were both arrested, and their trial was on April 27th of 1966, and at this trial, they both pleaded not guilty for the murders of Evans, Downey, and Kilbride. However, later, Brady was found guilty of the murders of Downey, Kilbride, and Evans, while Hindley was found guilty of the murders of Downey and Evans. However, she was only guilty of harboring the information that Ian Brady was the one that had killed Kilbride. And after this, they were both jailed for life. And then in 1970, Hindley kind of cut off all ties with Ian Brady. And even after this, still professing that she was innocent, even after she was proven guilty, she began a lifelong campaign trying to regain her freedom. However, this really wasn't worthy enough anyway, because in 1987, she confessed to all 5 murders. And after this, obviously, her applications for parole were denied, and she ended up dying in jail of respiratory failure on November 16th, 2002. All right, guys, so that was our podcast today on Myra Hindley, and if you want to learn any more about her, I'm so sorry, there aren't any really movies or TV shows or anything about her specifically, but if you would like to learn more about her, just look up her name, and you could look up any of the articles. The one that I used was by Biography, and the publisher is A&E Television Networks, so if you'd like to research more about her, go right ahead. It might be fun for you to do some research on your own. So thank you all for listening. I hope that you all are doing somewhat well in this quarantine. Tune in next time for another shocking and gory story of another cold-blooded killer.